in the road looking rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Hi there, welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the half hour station CFRO 100.5 FM and streaming online at cooperadio.org. And we're also on the NCRA radio networks. I, of course, am Kelly. I'll pass it over to Michael. Michael, how are you doing? How's Happy New Year, anyways?
Happy New Year, Kelly. And it...
did you do any special things?
We went to the Ocean Park Pizza and Village Pub, of course, in Ocean Park, BC, and Angie Faith was playing.
Okay, and so she... Ocean Park meaning White Rock, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Around there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'll be sharing some really cool photographs later on. So
I was over at the North Shore with my mother doing the fireworks. So Happy New Year to everybody who... got a chance to see the fireworks over there. So
yeah. So today we're going to do a really special show because it is New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm,
and we're going to talk with the New Year. An old friend of ours, Keith Lloyd, about setting goals. So welcome to the show, Keith.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Happy New Year to both of you. Hope you have a very successful, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
Thank you.
Well, it's... seems to be starting off well so
far.
Well, we're all smiling, and it's kind of New Year's Day, so that's so good.
Yeah.
Smiling in 2006.
So, you're here to talk about goal setting.
Yes.
And the importance of goal setting.
So, you know, first of all, I want to thank you guys for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. You know, I work a lot with my clients on goal setting. It's one of the first things that I do with them. And it's a pretty basic thing. And a lot of people kind of do it at the beginning of the year. That seems to be the target time for people to actually focus on that. And, you know, the purpose really, you know, for anyone who hasn't done it is to actually have a focus on something and to set some things in place that will make you more successful, more healthy. You know, it'll give you some better quality of life for, you know, a specific time period. It could be for 2016. It could be, you know, I do a lot of goal setting for 3 to 5 years as well, and even beyond that. But for the most part, you know, what we want to talk about today, or what I'd like to talk about today, is specifically about just, you know, realistically the next 3 months, 3 to 12 months, and you know, why would people want to set goals?
That's a good question.
So, you know, when you've got to focus on something, you tend to be more apt to actually do something about it. One of the things that, you know, people want to look at is, you know, what exactly do they want to set their goals for? You know, they might have health issues. They might want to lose weight. That's one of the biggest ones that people look at the beginning of the year. They've just got through turkey dinners and shortbread and everything else. None of us know about any of that, I'm sure. You know, you know, there might, you know, a lot of people work on, you know, their finances as well, how they want to make more money, you know, in the coming year.
Racked up all their credit cards, and they probably are vowing, hey, I'm not going to rack up my credit cards again this next Christmas when the year ends again, right?
Absolutely. And, so it's that cycle. How do I get out of that? Well, you know, goal setting can help you with that. And it can get you to a place where, you know, you don't have to necessarily rack up your cards every year. And from a financial standpoint, if you're doing all the right things and setting your goals and achieving them, you shouldn't need to really rack up your cards every year. I've been using debit for the last 5 or 6 years. I love January because all I have to do is focus on my goals. I don't have to focus on what happened in the past and that debt that's on my back and things like that. So I love doing, you know, doing that kind of stuff for people and having them understand that their finances don't have to stay the way that they've been on and on and on.
So how do I set a goal effectively so that I can actually achieve it?
Well, for starters, I mean, it depends on the type of goal that it is. So in terms of your health, mm-hmm. Maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you've got a health issue that you want to solve or, you know, overcome, you know, and it can be anything. You know, it's the easiest one to talk about really is about weight, but, you know, there's a lot of other ones that people, you know, they might have aches and pains and how do I get rid of them and, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things as well. So, you know, finances, business, maybe they want to travel somewhere or maybe they want the quality of the relationships to get better. And so really the effective way of, you know, setting goals is just take little tiny chunks. You know, they don't have to be the, oh, I'm going to make $1 million this year and that's going to solve all my problems. Take it by, how am I going to do that first step? What is that first step to actually, you know, achieve a longer term goal? And so, you know, when I'm setting goals for my year, one of the things that I've found that's been pretty effective is I look at it in 3-month chunks. So every quarter, you know, I have a specific major goal. So for instance, over the next 3 months, my biggest goal is to refine my customer relationship manager software and find one that I really like and that works effectively for me, mm-hmm. and then I can duplicate myself with and have others do it with me. You know, I have a couple, so that's my major goal. I have 2 medium-sized goals as well, and then 3 smaller ones, just easy stuff, you know, and then just break down each goal into smaller bites and work at them consistently every day. And that is actually the biggest key, is how consistent are you going to be? Mm-hmm. So even if you work on your goals, whatever that might be, the small ones, maybe you might be able to, if their goal, if they're specific oriented so that there's a reward or there's something at the end like, oh, I'm going to save $100 this month. You know, if it's something small like that, maybe that happens middle of the month, and that's easy to achieve. Maybe you put aside, you know, $3 a day or something like that, and it ends up at the end of the month that you've got $100 in the account. Pretty easy to do that.
Right.
You know, so just small chunks, smaller bites, and it's really important that people understand that the goal may be big, but you've got to take one step at a time. Yeah. And really, Michael, the biggest piece of that is take the first step. And then just be consistent with each step. And if you can only work on it, maybe, right. you know, 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day, just do that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we always preach a lot of in this show is, 1, gratitude, and 2, celebrate. So you made that $100, you saved it, right?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I might want to suggest to your listeners is that they start something like a success jar. So specifically, have an empty jar at the beginning of the year, and whenever you have a goal that you've made, you know, achieved successfully, or maybe you've got that major goal that has a whole bunch of steps that are, you know, mm-hmm. required to get to that, when you finish one of those steps, celebrate it and put like that slip of paper, right on a slip of paper, put it in the jar. And then you'd be amazed at the end of the year exactly how many great achievements you've had in the previous year. And that actually is really encouraging to set goals for the next year. Hey, I achieved all this stuff. Right. So I find that, you know, success jars, get a big jar, you know, don't get a little jar because
you want to have lots of successes.
You want to have huge successes, you know, you want
to
have lots
hard to
of
do
them.
To handle a little jar.
Yes, right.
I'm going to take a little mason jar and I'm going to put a little tiny slip of paper in it. But, you know, get a big jar, find a big pasta jar, or find a big something that really, you know, or a bucket even, a clear, you know, something that will, you know, and celebrate and put those successes in your jar. And even when you start to get discouraged with the goal, this major goal, or maybe some of the medium sized ones, pull them out even then.
Yeah.
And just say, oh yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
And that gives you some energy to be able to move forward and do more, you know? So success jars are actually a pretty big deal.
Well, you talk about success jars. One of the things that, like you said, set a goal to save $100 a month, right?
Yeah.
Now, One of the ways that it was pretty amazing how this worked is I got a 5-gallon water jug.
Nice.
And it just started dropping, changing it every day. Nice. And at one point, so the listeners know, I actually was able to save enough in that jar to buy enough silver bullion to survive for 5 years when I hit a dry spell.
Wow. That's very cool.
So it's like, the point that I'm making is make it big. Don't make it little. Make it as big as you possibly can think of.
Absolutely. If you're manifesting small amounts of success, you know, that's basically what you're doing. You're manifesting those that you're going to have a small amount of success. Got to remember, there's 365 days, 24 hours in each day. You can have, you know, a lot of successes on a daily basis. And keep a journal of, you know, mm-hmm. your successes. And, you know, what did I do? Like, right at the end of the day, write down, you know, what are my gratitudes? Yeah. What am I thankful for today? And what were my successes? And how did I achieve, you know, what did I achieve that went towards my goals?
Right. You're actually saying some similar things that two of our past guests towards the end of the year, mm-hmm. And this is so amazing to have you on to talk about this, was Dawn Carson. She talked about, in order to keep positive, to journal all the good things that happen to you throughout the day. And then Nathan Segal, he actually said, if you want to manifest things, you have to track the things and make more of them happen.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of journaling and making sure that you actually have something that you can look back on. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be the success jar, it may be a journal of some sort, you know, just something. And it's that consistency of what you do to create those really good habits. You know, maybe your goal is to walk 5 miles a day, but you only walked like two today. Well, that's still a success, and it's still more than you were doing, like, you know, yesterday.
Right.
So, the 31st of December. So, you know, maybe that's what you need to celebrate more than anything.
Just the fact that you got out there and did something.
At least you did something, and at least you're being consistent in what you're doing towards getting to the goal that you want to get.
So, you keep bringing up the word consistent. So, how important is consistency in making sure that your goals are set?
Well, you know, at Business Surgeon, we teach a lot of structure. Uh-huh. We teach processes. And with those processes, what we do is we incorporate that consistency. So whether it be, hey, take, you know, 5 minutes at the beginning of the day, or take 10 minutes at the end, or do something during the day that is specifically structured that's going to get you to where you want to be. And we are big advocates on making sure that you actually, you know, we'll hold you accountable. I think that's really another one of those pieces of your success.
Right.
Is have accountability partners. Have someone that actually has done it before, is qualified. Yeah. So, for instance, you know, if your goal is to lose weight, for instance, well, have somebody who's, you know, a personal trainer, or have somebody who has lost all that weight before that you want to lose. And be mentored by them, but also held accountable. And I think that's really important that, when you're trying to do it alone, it can be a very lonely road. And when you have other people that are there to support you and to mm-hmm. keep you on focus and keep you on task, I think that's really important. And they're the ones that will actually, you know, you kind of feel guilty when you don't do it then.
Right.
But the other part of it is that you actually do it, and it creates that habit.
Yeah. One of the things that I know that I hear people say, they set the New Year's resolution, mm-hmm. and we'll put that in big quotation marks right now, that it's like, oh, you talk to them a week later, maybe even 3 weeks later, and they say, oh, it was just so hard. And I just couldn't keep up with it. So consistency, it takes longer than just a paltry say 5 to 15 days, right?
Well, of course, and you know, I want to talk about that in a little bit about how you can avoid those kinds of things,
right?
You know, what it is exactly that creates those that self-talk of, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And you know, for people that get to that place,
yeah,
there's some tools that you can look at in the actual initial setting of the goals.
Yeah. So let's get a quick station ID in there, Kelly. We're speaking to you now.
Oh, you want to do it now?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. I'm just...
We're having a good time here, folks.
Exactly. All right, well, I'll pick one. So, so we'll be back in a moment here on the Community Living Show.
East Side Story on Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. Listen and reason with Aisha every second Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Lend your ears and thoughts on topics such as humanitarian issues, social justice, activism on homelessness, poverty, injustice here at home in Canada and around the globe. East Side Story comes to you every second Monday.
This is Eli Smith from the Downhill
PM on Co-op Radio 100.5 FM.
Odibere, Odiboshe, Odibere o, Odiboshe, Odibere o, Odiboshe.
Vancouver Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM is member owned. When you take out a membership in Co-op Radio, you get a share in the station. This makes you a part owner.
Co-op Radio is member driven. When you become a member, you can get involved in programming and help run the station. Co-op Radio is community radio. Visit cooperadio.org to find out how you can become a member.
Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, all different, all the time.
All right, we're back.
And we're talking to Keith about goal setting. Oh, God. Oh, when we're off air, we always have like a big chuckle about things, especially when good friends come in. So we're talking here with Keith Lloyd, business expert with Business Surgeon, things like that. And he was about to leap into potential pitfalls of goal setting. So go ahead, Keith.
Thank you, Michael, again. So this is actually, I think, one of the most important pieces of your goal setting. And we business surgeons really advocate planning. But when you're doing the planning, it's really important that you take into account some of the things that you're thinking about. Like, are they realistic? Are your goals that you're setting, you know, we go back to health and finances and, you know, those kinds of things. You know, in terms of finances, to go back to that $100, you know, example.
Right.
I mean, is it too much? You know, maybe people can only do $50. But by the end of the year, they've got $600 a month. Or $600 in that year that they've actually saved.
Right.
And that goes well towards the Visa card that got maxed out, right? So, you know, there's some potential pitfalls that you can go through. And so I just want to go through maybe the six most potential pitfalls of goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, number one is that you do too many goals. That, you know, you get overwhelmed with changing everything all at once. And so, oh, I want to do my health, and I want my business to be better, and oh, I want my, you know, I want my finances to be better, and I want to travel here this year, and I want my relationships to be awesome. It's too many, most likely. And you can't track all that stuff, especially when you're really starting to get, when you're really serious about achieving a goal, just pick one. It's like building up a muscle.
Right.
So, you know, take that one goal. And if it's a major goal, then look at, okay, break it down into little steps. And how much, you know, how much is this going to take realistically? If it's really going to take you 3 months, don't set it for a month. You know, oh, I want to get it done in a month. Well, maybe that's just too much. And that's where people get frustrated. They look at their results after the first week or two and they go, ah, forget it. I can't do this.
Right.
And they may have support around them, or they may have people around them that say, hey, yeah, told you. You know, told you you couldn't do that, or you can't change that. Well, you know, that's not really true. You can, but you just have to break it down into smaller chunks. So when you're looking at your goals, make sure that you're not creating too many goals. That's why I said, you know, in the last segment, do like 6 goals, 1 major, 2 medium, 3 small.
Right.
And the small ones are easy, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know, you get those off and you're already halfway through your goals, right? So that makes it a lot easier to look at. And then you've got some successes in your success jar as well.
Right.
Right? So then you've got a whole bunch of really great things to look at and be encouraged by. And having that consistency, like I said before, about doing like 10 minutes a day or 5 minutes a day, whatever it is, if that gets you to that goal, you know, and don't get hard on yourself. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, my number 2 is, you know, they're too tough to do, mm-hmm. or you can't mm-hmm. achieve them quickly enough. You know, it's too soon to do it. Like, you know, maybe your goal is to, you know, for instance, I was talking about my CRM. The software. Well, maybe the first thing I need to do is the research, not to implement. So that's my major goal this year, because, you know, or this next 3 months, because, you know, I have to do some research first, and then mm-hmm. I have to do this. Well, once I get the research in, well, that goes into my success jar. Hey, I did the research. I know exactly what I want to use.
Right.
Then it's, okay, who do I put in my CRM? What customers, what clients, what suppliers, all mm-hmm. of that go in there, right? So make sure that you're not making it too tough on yourself, and that you're not being too tough on yourself, right?
Right.
Which leads to number 3, that those goals are too hardcore. So if you're a lightweight and mm-hmm. you're wanting to bench press 350 pounds and all you can do right now is 100, well, it's pretty unrealistic to bench press 350 pounds in the next 3 months.
Right.
Right. So maybe it's too hardcore. It's just too hard for you to do, and just too, you've got to be so focused on that and the rest of your life falls apart. So make sure that, you know, that goal that you're setting, whatever goals those are, you know, there's not too many, not too much, they're not too tough, they're not too soon, and they're too hardcore. So that's number 3. My number 4 is don't be too rigid. So don't be hard on yourself if your goal is to walk 5 miles a day or 5 kilometers a day and you only did 2. At least you did something. Mm-hmm. And at least it was more than, you know, before you set the goals. Mm. So a lot of people get discouraged about what they want, you know. Oh, I didn't get to that. Oh, I didn't do it yesterday. Oh, I didn't do it today. And now I didn't do it. I'm probably not going to do it tomorrow.
Right.
Well, don't be hard on yourself. You're still, just do that 15 minutes or that 10 minutes. And most people can find 5 to 10 minutes a day to do whatever it is. And if it's a walk of, you know, 5 miles or 5 kilometers and you're thinking, oh, you know, I can't get to that today, just go do 2. Go walk around the block even, if that's all you can do.
Right.
And then, you know, my number 5 is maybe that goal is too vague. So, oh, I want to lose weight. Well, okay, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, maybe, you know, I want to lose. You might want to set the goal of, hey, I want to be, I know someone who says, you know, I want to lose a dress size. Or, you know, maybe you want to lose 5 pounds, or maybe you want to be able to, do up your belt a notch tighter, you know,
right.
Something like that. Something that's easy, but it's specific. So it's really important that you set specific goals. And then that leads to my number 6, which is make sure that you have a measurement. So maybe it might be going from a size 10 to a size 8, or maybe it could be, hey, you know, I want the fourth notch on my belt, or maybe I want to have $100 in my account by this date. So it can't just be that you want to have it done. It's that you want to have it done by a specific time frame as well. So that measurement of time is really important, and it creates urgency. If you don't have that urgency in that time, then you just kind of go, oh, well, I'll get to that, right?
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you don't have, if you have that measurement of time, or you have that measurement of pounds, or you have that measurement of you know, financial success, you can actually celebrate it when you get to that place.
Right, that makes sense. So do you have any really quick tips for people to get started today?
Absolutely. So it's January 1st, and it's a great day. And if you haven't done it already, this is a really good time. You're only, you know, 14 and a half hours into 2016, and that's a very early point in 2016. So, you know, one of the first things you should do is write out all the goals that you want to do. And it goes back to, you know, what areas of your life do you want to set that up in? Do you want them for your health? Do you want them for finances? Is it business? Is it travel? You know, places you want to go. What do you want to, you know, how do you want your relationships to be? Maybe you want to lose some some people that you think are friends but aren't. And you'll find some during all this point in time when you're doing all these goals that people will go, oh, you can't do that. Well, you might not want to hang out with them as much.
Right.
And so, you know, make sure you write out all your goals for all those things, relationships and travel and business and finances and health and whatever else are really important to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then make sure that you make it a live document. So if your goal is to actually, say, in the first 3 months, lose 10 pounds, what are you going to do in the next 3 months? So maybe you've reached that goal of 10 pounds. Do you want to maintain it? Do you want to lose more? Do you want $300 in your account at the end of 3 months? Or do you want to, you know, and that's all you want to keep? Or are you encouraged enough that you actually want to do more? So make sure that it's a live document and adjust it accordingly. One of the more important things, as I mentioned earlier, is tell your support team, whoever they are. It could be a spouse, it could be a business partner, it could be friends. You know, tell them what you're doing, and tell them what your goals specifically are, and ask them to check in with you weekly and just see how you're doing. It doesn't have to be a session where they, you know, beat on you because, you know, you didn't get them done. It can be just a, hey, you know, how can I support you in that?
So we need to watch out for the naysayers.
Yeah. And I'm getting this signal from Kelly, so I'll just go through the last three or four really quickly.
Yeah.
Review your goals regularly. Make sure that you plan when you're going to work, you know, when you're going to work on your goals. It can be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Mm-hmm. Make sure you've got accountability partners. We talked about that. Have them for different areas in your life. Watch out who you hang out with. Your naysayers will break you. In the early stages, they'll say, oh, you can't do it. Or they'll be the ones that confirm, oh, you know, when you're having that self-talk of, oh, I don't know if I can do it, they're going to be the ones that say, yeah, see, I told you so. And then, you know, even more importantly, get yourself a coach, somebody that can help you, and pick someone that's been there before to achieve those successes. And awesome. Those are, you know, the things that can really help you to move your life forward in a positive way. And goals aren't just for, you know, achievements. They're to increase the quality of your life.
So real quick, how do people get a hold of you? They have more questions about setting their goals.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So our website is businesssurgeon.ca. We'd be happy to have any of your listeners contact us through that medium. We're also on Facebook, Facebook.com/businesssurgeon. And BizSurgeon is our Twitter handle as well. Okay. So any of those, and then through those, you can contact us through the phone numbers there or the emails that are there as well.
Awesome.
And, of course, our Twitter is @CVLivingRadio. And, of course, our community living show on Facebook is www.facebook.com/group/CLivingRadio. That's our new online Facebook page.
Yes.
Check it out.
Updated photos and everything.
Absolutely. So check it out. And, of course, our Gmail account, communityLivingRadio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to hearing your comments as well. So that is it for the show. We'll see you all again soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.